welcome to the last Friday of the month of April and another episode of the Dark Mystic Quill podcast. I am your host, L.A. Jacob. Welcome, Tom, to the show. Okay, so it's been a while. I did some freelance work for my publisher, which took up most of my time in March. April consisted of being a little depressed, a little in pain, and just plain irritable. The depressed part was because of the pain part, which has a lot to do with my medical issues. The novelty of dialysis has so worn off, and everyone around me is telling me to get gastric bypass surgery. Before I can do that, I need to get myself down to a certain weight, just to prove that I can do it. Last time I did this, it took me a year. Looks like it's going to take me another year because I have only lost 10 pounds in 2 months and I have 20 pounds to go. I'm eating one meal a day and taking meal replacement shakes for other meals. So yes, I'm depressed that the weight won't come off in a couple of months as the doctor had told me it would. My left hand is in constant chronic pain due to arthritis in the thumb and carpal tunnel. Problem is, the surgeon can't do anything about it because that's my access arm. They have to tourniquet my forearm, which could blow up my access, literally. In addition, my knees are weak and sometimes won't hold my weight, especially using stairs. Pain can make you depressed. I'm getting to the place where I realize dialysis is my life. And that's depressing too, because I'm tied to a machine for 15 hours a week. Even if I did it at home, it would take twice as long and be less than effective. Realizing that I'm probably not going to get a transplant before I die, and I'm going through the motions of satisfying the doctors and everyone around me, that can be depressing. I'm sure you've gotten that way too, where you no longer feel like you're doing things for yourself, but only for others. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast otherwise, right? If you're depressed because of, well, capital L life, I know your feels. Prozac only goes so far, right? I can't solve your problems, but I can tell you what I've done so far to keep my nose above water. I forced myself to write. My journal, my work in progress, something, anything, just write. For you, it might be exercise, and if so, I'm jealous. It might be cooking cakes, dancing, going for a ride to a place that's far away that you've always wanted to go to. Finding natural spots and just breathing in the cleaner air under an oak tree. And then I always have the cats to cuddle. So that's about all I got. Find me on darkmysticquill.com. Leave me a message at darkmysticquill@gmail.com. Or tweet me at darkmysticquill. I'm at most of the usual podcast feed places, otherwise you wouldn't be able to hear this. So leave a review so I can become famous or infamous, however you feel about me. In the meantime, I don't have a motivational quote for you, sorry. That's a good boy.